And now, I'm delighted to welcome back to the Talking Newspaper, Sylvia Hartley. After many months of COVID restrictions, I've been able, at last, to meet up with Sylvia at her home in Mytham Ryde. And she's going to read for us some of the monologues that she's been writing for the U3A Creative Writing Group's video meetings over the internet during the pandemic. So, over to Sylvia for this first one, which she's entitled Time on My Hands.
Do you know, I did wonder at the beginning of all this isolation lot what I'd do with myself. I'd allus gone out to me groups, me knit and natter, me quiz group and over 70s bingo and a couple with friends. So I were prepared to be miserable. I got our Kevin to buy me half a dozen bottles of sherry and a supply of Cadbury's chocolate fingers. I'm not telling you what he said. I think you were glad to get back to Birmingham. I hadn't got one of them letters telling me that you're stuck in forever, so I could go to the little shop for me bits and have a walk near the canal. It were grand watching geese and ducks. I spent ages down there, having a crafty sit on a bench, because you're not supposed to sit down, are you? If I saw someone coming, I were up and off quick sticks. Not that quick. Minis don't do quick. Slower and slower these days. Ivy lives down street, Miss Braithmate. You know her, she helps in charity shop for the hospice. Well, she's been ringing up a lot. And banging on me dustbin to have a word. Honestly, you'll never believe what's happening. She thinks she's being stalked. How can you be stalked? We can't go out so far. You haven't been really out yet for a walk. She told me she'd been taking little pies round to houses just up street. Folks had asked her, because her pastry's really crisp. Well, I knew that. I've had one myself. We put a pound or two in an envelope when we knew she were coming and she left by on wall. Poor lass. We're in a right state last Friday when she rang. I'm not doing me pies any more. She said it were too nerve-wracking. He's watching me, you know. I couldn't wait to find out who she thought it was. I'm not being awful, but, well, I couldn't imagine anyone stalking her. I mean, she's a nice woman, but she's a bit like that parsnip you found at bottom at Vedrack, pale and past it. Well, she told me it were Mr. Parker lives at number 12. You mean Cedric? Him that were postman? What's he done? How do you mean watching you? I were pegging me washing out last Tuesday and he walked past and waved and called out. What did he say? I don't know, I hadn't got me hearing aid in. He was staring at me stuff. I were really embarrassed. I'm not hanging my bits out again, and I'm definitely not walking outside again. If he follows me down Snicket, goodness knows what could happen. Your woman that lives over the street said she'd get me shopping. I'm staying put. And she told me he blew a kiss the other day and did a sign. A sign? What sort of sign? Thumbs up. I were right relieved to hear that, because you were in army way back in signals, and I bet he knew a few signals you wouldn't sent at Vicar from what I know of him. Mind you, I wouldn't have thought our Ivy'd have known him. He keeps pointing at summit as well, I can't cope anymore. Can you help me? And she put the phone down. Could I help? Well, I couldn't help laughing. I know it were naughty of me, because you were in a pickle. Well, I weren't going to phone him, so I wandered down to his house, rang his bell and stood back. Yes, I had my disposable gloves on, supplied by our Kevin. I've had that drummed into me. No touching folks' bells and handles without protection. I know what you're like when you're neighbouring. He were quite snappy about it. And you know me. I always obey rules. When he opened the door, I asked him what he'd been up to with poor old Ivy. And he burst out laughing. You know she sent me to sort you out. Eh, lass, he said. I were trying to tell her her pies were tasty, and did she want to foil plates back? Well, Cedric, she told me you've been blowing her kisses and making signs and pointing somewhere and looking at her bits online. She thinks you're going to ravish her up the Snicket and she's not sleeping. I were only pointing at the bag of plates. I thought she could use them again and save some cash. Well, she couldn't see your bag, and I'm not saying any more. She's on tablets, you know. We chatted a bit. It's nice to have her face to face, even if we are 2 metres apart. It's a long time since anyone rang my bell, he said. I could get used to it, even with rubber gloves on. How long since anyone rang yours? I grinned. Job done. Me bell? Let's just say it's nice and shiny.